Blog Talk Radio.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
When you see me, salute. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tune in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Where else can you find music this good?
Nowhere.
This is Phenomenal Radio.
It's Frontline Fridays, y'all. What's going on? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary K, b.k.a. Ebony B, man. Y'all know what it is. It's Frontline Fridays. You tuned in live. We are definitely supporting all hot indie music, all hot indie artists, everything indie over here. We definitely got love for the industry, but we over here at Diva Spot Radio, Phenomenal Radio, Frontline Fridays, believe in putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. And with that being said, we got a dope guest tonight. Poetic Lace is going to be here tonight. Poetic Lace is a dope gospel artist. Like, it's so much that I can definitely say about him. He's going to be on with us at 10:30. Of course, we're going to have him in the building. Also, we're going to be talking about the crime against Trayvon Martin. I know some of you guys are familiar with the situation that's going on with Trayvon, but we're definitely going to be talking about that tonight on Frontline Fridays Radio. But of course, we're very excited that Poetic Lace is going to be in the building. We're going to be interviewing him and showcasing his music and also getting all up in his biggie button. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in the chat room. Why not jump in the chat room? Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Jump in the chat room. Build a profile so you can be able to give your comments, because if you're just a guest, you won't be able to type in there. But, of course, again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Also, when you're calling into the show, you can press the 1 button on your phone to get your mic open so you heard. Talk, want to chime in. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday. Big shout-out to Slate Stone. Big shout-out to G-Mo. Big shout-out to Slim Baby. Big shout-out to Troop the Truth. Big shout-out to DJ Froggy, DJ Detroit, DJ Hake. All of us over there at Phenomenal Radio, you guys want to make sure you go over and check out phenomradio.com. Again, that's phenomradio.blogspot.com. Check us out over there. We are putting independent artists on a large scale. This is what we do, and we love it. All right, y'all, let's get into some music right now. I'm going to talk to Kyle A. Dreams Blackout. It's Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay. Let's go.
Spazzing on rappers, please give me the word. They recycle all they bars, I'm kicking them to the curb. I hit a hit for you herbs, but I'm smoking my herb. They just wanna see Kali be a dream deferred. Word, fuck the world, let's keep it moving. The barrel got a long nose, it might be Jewish. Say they want you to make it hit when you get the cream. Love, hate, shit. Radio, I Raheem, new kicks, jet blue, shades on gas too. Mad checks from Uncle Sam, he must love his nephew. Moved out of the hood, bitch, sorry that I left you. My niggas used to sit by the base like treble. East Coast monster, worldwide chauvinist. At 949, but I would never show him shit. I'm not a team player, I'm a ball hog Kobe bitch. It's like a boat cruise, I don't display showmanship. I got mad metaphors, fuck you trying to tell me for. Man, you think I don't know, I'm cocky so they hate the boy. Yeah, my nigga, what you tryna hate me for? Beef backseat, packing heat like a mating dog. Fuck you niggas, take me for.
Oh man. Hey, yo, Staff. I don't know how you do it, baby, but this shit was so fucking remarkable. You know what I'm about to do with this? Say no more.
Told y'all I'm a straight fucking bully.
Mellow.
Cause every track that I step on, I'm snapping.
You know.
It's just the way that my bars is going cracking.
Always.
I think that's enough there said, nigga. I'm A plus.
No
great average. That means that my shit was the perfect 4.0. So I got the smart to get dough. Oh yeah. And the mixtape is doing fine. My Twitter fans got it flooded on the timeline. Huh. This ain't the season for the knife guys. Shit is getting scarce outside. Taxes getting hot. Why you think I'm doing this rap shit from 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Getting that overtime pen, stay on the book lines.
No,
I'm like the diamond in the rough. I'm such a rare find. I'm one of a kind. They tell me, yeah, that's all fine. But till I see them big ass checks, I'm getting mine.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Styles, they don't know what they stumbled upon.
Everybody wants to fuck with me.
You already know I'm hot.
And all these haters just wish they were me.
I'ma let them hate on
up. All I do is ride.
Ride out.
I'm gonna ride this shit out.
You already know.
Your love anymore.
Just 'cause I said it don't mean that.
'cause you hurting. The one I'm leaving you for.
Check one, two.
This is the Front Line Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam not in the Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in. Game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sickness, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Think of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds, lyrically I'm supposed to represent, I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good flow, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance, one more chance.
I got that good flow, girl, you didn't know.
All I'm
feeling,
come on,
I got that
Welcome back, man. Somebody to love. Y'all know how we get down. This is your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, we interview, and we promote independent artists and independent music. Y'all know how we get down. That was just Slate Stone, Somebody to Love right there. I really like that track. Shout out to Slate. Big shout out to him doing this thing, man, that West Texas movement. I mean, I love my team. I love my team, and I really like that song right there. I'm feeling the intro. Definitely want to shout out everybody. I mean, everybody that supports Diva Spot Radio, that supports me, that supports Frontline Friday, Phenomenal Radio. Definitely got to take the time out to show you guys some love because we appreciate y'all. We appreciate the retweets, the reposting, everything that you guys do. And also, big shout out to Team Tick, 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 Boom. Big shout out to Jit Chronicles from Groundhog Radio. Big shout out to Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. Big shout out to D Slate from the D Hour Show. Also, big shout out to Mike Mitch. Mike Mitch is my co-host on Spiritual Feedings each and every Sunday. Big shout out to him and congratulations, man. Congratulations on the baby and the marriage. I love to see that. And big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live to the show. Also, you guys, we're going to have our special guest, Poetic Lace. He will be in the building at 10:30. He will be here, which will be 7:30 on the west and 10:30 on the east. He is coming. We're going to be chopping it up with him live. He got some hot music. He got this song called Broken Wings that's wonderful with the video to go to it. So you make sure you check that out. And he got this hot track called Assassin. We're definitely going to be playing those tonight. And Diamonds on My Neck. So it's definitely a hot. That's a hot track, too. He paid some homage to Biggie as well and did it the right way. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We're going to get into this hot topic here. I told you guys I was going to talk about it on the show. You were receiving texts and everything that's going on. But for those who don't know, Trayvon Martin was murdered 3 weeks ago. George Zimmerman, which he was appointed to be the captain of the neighborhood watch by the neighborhood. George Zimmerman, he shot dead 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Despite Zimmerman admitted following him and confronting Trayvon and killing Trayvon, he has yet to be arrested and charged for basically what he did to Trayvon. Trayvon is 17 years old, you guys. Remember that he was going to the store, and I would rather read it from what the mother has sent rather than reading it from just any articles. And that's what I want to say to you guys, too. We see a lot of this stuff going on, but get the facts. Don't just go off and turn this into a race war and turn it to all unnecessary stuff. We need to be focusing more on the facts rather than, oh, another one of our black brothers or black sisters has been killed. No, I understand what the situation is, but let's get the facts. So Zimmerman admitted to following and confronting and killing Trayvon. He has yet to be arrested for the crime. This is unacceptable. So Trayvon was going to the store to get some candy. When he came back out of the store, he was confronted by George Zimmerman. Why he was confronted, who knows why he was confronted. But he did call the police. Zimmerman called the police, and they told him, do not confront him. We will take care of that. But instead, he did it anyway, and he killed Trayvon. Trayvon was 17 years old, and Trayvon's family is asking us to please join them by calling the Department of Justice to take over the case and arrest Trayvon's killer and launch an independent investigation into the Sanford Police Department unwillingness to protect Trayvon's civil rights. This is in Sanford, Florida, where it's happening, you guys, and I'm definitely going to be putting out information in the chat room. Also, I'll be saying it on the show how you can take part into this because there's no way that you kill anybody and you don't get arrested, whether you were let out on bail or whatever the case may be. There's no way, but I want to get you guys feedback on this case. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard to get your mic open. As well, you can give shout-outs and everything. And as a matter of fact, while I'm saying that, definitely got to get – there it is. So much better. needed the music right there. But yeah, my feelings on this situation as far as him being confronted, sometimes when we are confronted by the police or sheriffs, whatever the case may be, instantly we have an attitude because a lot of us do not like the police. And that's just real talk right there. But my question to us is, do we know the law to be able to deal with the law? Meaning and understanding is, do you know, and big shout out to Genius. Big shout out to Genius, Genius Music over there, because I was talking to him about this. And he was like, the problem is this man is going to walk because of the law and the law over there is basically protecting George Zimmerman. It's saying that he could walk. But do we know the law in our state? Do we know how to, when the officer pulls us over or stops us and confront us, do we know how to interact with them when they're confronting us? Have we took the time out to research and do the information? There's no way that Trayvon should be dead right now, but he is. And it's so many, the story is so loopy because, of course, now they're saying that there was a witness now, which was his girlfriend. She was on the phone with him, and she heard him confront him. And he was asking them, why are you stopping me? Why are you bothering me? And it just escalated. It got horrible. And I know a lot of us saying, ain't nothing going to change. Ain't nothing going to change. Ain't nothing going to happen. If you have that thinking, then nothing will happen. If you're speaking it into existence, if you're speaking it into the atmosphere, then nothing will happen. Nothing will change. And it shouldn't be to the point that we all start getting involved and paying attention when it becomes close to home. So again, I'm asking you, do you know the law in your city, in your state where you are? Because there got to be something going on that homeboy has not been arrested. I definitely want to get you guys' opinion. If you're on the line, press the 1 button to get your mic open so you can chime into this. Those of you that are in the chat room, you can definitely comment on that. With those who haven't made a profile yet, if you can't type in the chat room, that's because you haven't made a profile yet. It only takes about 60 seconds. So what you need to do is just click on there. It's going to say make a profile. I think you click on your username and you make a profile. As a matter of fact, Mike Mitch and Jit, type in the chat room. Let them know how to make a profile so they can be able to type in there as well and give y'all feedback. But this is crazy. I got another piece right here. I wanted to read that. I posted on my Facebook because it was a petition that they had out. So they sent this to me, and they wanted me to sign a petition. And I was like, before I sign it, I wanted to be able to get in contact with the prosecutor and call up to the courthouse. It was very easy to call up there. Have they contacted me back yet? No. Can we get the information from a prosecutor about the case because, you know, they want us to sign a petition? Yes. Will they call us back immediately? Will he call me back at all? I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, that is to be true. But when they do call me, I'm going to get the information because I have learned, a big shout out to Kimberly Rim, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, to get the facts before you start going out, signing petitions, getting people all roused up, because this is a very emotional and touchy subject. A riot can break out from this. Other people can die behind this. So I want to make sure that you're getting the facts on this. And being that the story is still cloudy to me, I'm just researching and trying to get it in at the end of the day. And the gospel artist that we're going to have, big shout out to Jeremiah over there at Yankee Candles tuned in. I see you, Jeremiah. I appreciate that. The gospel artist that's going to be here tonight is going to be Poetic Lace. Yes, I'm loving it. I'm loving his energy. He's a great guy. Let me pull this up, too. Ground law. You can either, for those who are in the chat room, you can either sign in through your Facebook or create a new one at the bottom of the screen. Love it. Thank you, Mike Mitchell. I appreciate it. Mike Mitchell, I want to get your feedback on Trayvon Martin's story. Call in 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. This is a call-in number, y'all. Call-in number. 850-1521. Bam. Press the one button to be heard. We're going to get into it. Let me see where we at. 904. All right. Now that we ain't got that out the way, well, we still going to be talking about that. I definitely, my special guest is here, so I definitely want to bring him in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, get yourself together because our special guest is here. Front Lace is live in the building on Frontline Fridays. Y'all already know what it is.
Man, what's up? What's up? Hey, before we even start, man, you got to let me say glory to God, man. It's just so good to be on Frontline Fridays because only soldiers get on. And for you to say, let us get on the show, I feel like a soldier. I'm so humbled by it. So let me give it a good glory to God. A special thanks to all my fans, supporters, and everybody that's supporting Diva Mary Kay. Just, that's what's up. We here.
We here, man. Of course, all the glory goes to God, man. And we just thankful and we're happy to have you here on Frontline Fridays where we showcase, interview, and promote independent artists, quality independent artists, quality
yes.
independent music. And we're just excited. We've been excited almost, what, a month now?
About a month.
Wow. A month now. We've been waiting on you, man, and it was all worth the wait, you guys. So you guys make sure you call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to get your mic open and show some love to our special guest, Poetic Lace. Also to chime in on the topics that we're going to be talking about. Man, it's been a long time coming, Poetic Lace, and you've definitely put in a lot of work for the Lord, which is the best
yes.
work. The best work. The best work. So I'm just so glad that you're here. And who influenced you in music? You got some great music. So who are some of your influences in music?
Man, just to be real with you, I never wanted to be a rapper.
Mm.
I always wanted to just play basketball. You know, I was doing a college basketball thing and everything like that. And one day, God just really stepped to me and just told me, you know, you're done with that. It's time for you to start touching people in more ways than just, you know, just the regular physical kind of, you know, help out here and there. But I want you to touch the souls. So, you know, that being said, that was a major influence that brought me into music. But, you know, if you want to just talk about, you know, who really got an influence in my life growing up, I mean, see, Tupac Shakur, man, that was my favorite artist growing up, man, and one of my favorite artists is for us, so...
That's what's
not
up. Even. I love Tupac.
See, we destined to be friends then.
Yeah, exactly. Why did you decide to, you know, record and release your music, you know, to the world? Why did you decide to do that?
Man, it happened so fast. It's like, you know how when something in your heart and you know you need to do it, it keeps tugging at you, And, when everything popped up for me, I was homeless at the time. You know, I'm in the streets of Miami. I'm down in Miami, Florida. And it was just, it's like I could hear clear when God really told me what time it was. And slowly but surely, you know, I left school. And it sounded crazy at the time, but now it's showing, like, this is what time it is. And then just seeing all the pain in people's lives, like, why not? It's so much negative on the radio. So much negative. It's so much negative in our community. I don't know about y'all, but... Where I stayed on the radio, all they talk about is money, sex, and drugs. You know, why we can't put something real out? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Is killing people making you real?
Sure.
Like, I done been to too many funerals, and it hurt. So, you know, that's another thing that just inspires me as far as we need to make a difference, we need to make a change, we need to stand up. There's too many leaders out here that's quiet, and there's too many regular people who want to be leaders, and they need to stand up too. So, you know, this is a start.
That's definitely what's up. I definitely agree with you on that as far as if you got a palate you know, if you a leader and you have people who look up to you and following you, then you should definitely be doing something positive and standing up for other people's and what's wrong, not just rolling with the punches or taking a couple of hundreds in your pocket and turning your head the other way. And to all you rappers out there, rappers, MCs, R&B, rock, punk, classical music, it don't matter. For all of you out there that's talking about, oh, I'm not a role model, but buy my album, it don't work that way. You were working. I'm not a role model, you know, but go to work, you know, work, spend your hard-earned money on my album, give your kids money to spend on my album, go buy my music off of iTunes, CD Baby, download me. Come on, son. Really? It's not going to happen. So if, don't come my way talking about you not a role model because I cut you up. And I'm going to tell you that right now. You do not want it from the diva. You did. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate
they
that.
They're going to learn today, huh?
They're going to learn today. So, who is your fan base?
We touching everybody. You know what I mean? It's not just a color thing, and it's not just a male, female. Thug, street, suburban, man, we touching everybody, man. I mean, I'm talking about China to America to, you know, the blacks, whites, everybody, you know. So, I've gotten emails and tweets from all types of people, you know, and that's the goal. And that blesses my heart because we all hurting. It's not just the black thing. I'm noticing that. I'm seeing that. I'm hearing that more and more. So, you know, my fan base is everybody because, you know, like I told you before, this is God's music. So I'm not even putting a title on what kind of artist I am because it's all belong to God. So since it's belong to God, we touching everybody.
That's hot. When you can't even put a title on your music. See how God works? You can't even put a title on it everywhere. We testify about that.
I'm feeling that. I hear it too.
You already know. You know, well, we about to get into some of your music. We're going to get into your track. There's a lot of them that I like. But I like the Assassin one. That one was one that really stuck with me when I put in my MP3 player and moving around. But what are your songs about? What is your music about?
You know, the whole thing is basically touching. When you hear the album, it's touching everything. You know what I mean? This is not just the old "you're bad, I'm righteous" kind of situation. No, it's like, man, I've been there. I messed up. I've done this and that. You know, I've dealt with love. I've dealt with, you know, sex, you know, I've dealt with people selling drugs, I've dealt with all kind of things, and we touching all of that. I've dealt with corporate America, you know what I mean? So it's a song for everybody. I got a song with country, a country song, got a song R&B, we got rap, we got hard body, we touching everything because it's a message in everything we do, everything we say, even how we just look is a message, you know. So that's what I'm touching basis on. The music is just everything. But assassination is letting you know we here, you know what I mean? This is what I'm going to die for. I'm going to die for what I believe in. I'm just speaking the truth, and it's a lot of things that, you know, is we see, but we ain't speaking up about. Or we hear, but we ain't even trying to touch it. So, you know, that's how we're going. We can rock it from now.
That's what it is, man. Y'all now tune in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, special guest Poetic Lace. We're about to get into this song right here, Assassination, live right here on Frontline Fridays. Let's go. Duck your head, man.
This just in, down in Jacksonville, Florida, there's been a shooting at the God First election. Alleged victim, 23-year-old Poetic Lace, was shot at multiple times. Witness say they don't know where the shots came from, but they think Poetic knew this was going to happen. His message wasn't, "I have a dream," but of equal importance.
It's war time. I got my mind on the fight and I'm fighting blind. I'm using faith as my leverage. I don't need denial. Listen as the guns ring. It's time for change. I would die for the crisis you can maintain. There goes my death with some bullets and cracks. All of them flying fast, straight ripping my chest. They want my head. I give them war instead. Christ bled. So I ain't making my bed. I'm a fight. For everything that's right, so I reach to my left. For my weapon made for test, but first let's get back to my murderous death.
As I lay with blood dripping from my mouth, I repent for my sins, so I wind up down south. The bullets came cause it's God first I seen. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. Assassination, I would die for the door. We have one accord, got my mind made up, tell me what's swore. So I can fight to the death, leave nothing left. If it's a game, I retire. It's a revelation, I would die for the Lord. We have one accord, got my mind made up, tell me what's swore. So I can fight to the death, leave nothing left. If it's a game, I retire. It's a rap. They shot at me, they murdered me, man, I couldn't see. Ski mask on top of the towers, busting in the sleeve. Was it the way I walk, or the way I talk? I think it's vocals, I'm the one that's with y'all. Before I die, they ask me where my heart lies. It's kind of funny, cause they don't want it televised. I'm listening to these rappers and they got to tell it lies. I guess anything just to be a capitalized. I ain't decided to do the criticize. But it's the lyrics doing the paralyzed. They say they trapping, but they actually in the booth. In the streets, they not there like I'm missing too. Lies in the same, and it's a prophesied. Say anything just for a career rise. Kids imitating rappers cause it sounds good. But it's really dropping lies like an actual would. Assassination, I would die for the door. We have one accord. Got my mind made up, tell me what's swore. So I can fight to the death, leave nothing left. If it's a game, I retire. It's a assassination. I would die for the Lord, we have one accord. Got my mind made up, tell me what's sword. So I can fight to the death, leave nothing left. If it's a game, I retire, it's a rap. Shed a tear, I'm in a better place. I fought the good fight, my life wasn't waste. I kept running, I stopped, got it in the race. The Trinity plus me, equal for the glace. Every time I heard a gunshot, I thought about how a life stops. Physically, spiritually, or mentally. We're all slaves, this is mine, hypothetically. Worried about the way you look, the way you dress. Just to have another human impressed. So stressed for what? You're so glad. Complaining so much, I wonder how you get rest. Before I die, I kept my Bible on me, cotton ready. Busting scriptures at the devil, chopping like confetti. I knew I'd die because the words that I spit. But before the flat line, I sent minutes to the pit. Assassination, I would die for the door. We have one accord. Got my mind made up, tell me what's swore. So I can fight to the death, leave nothing left. If it's a game, I retire. It's assassination, I would die for the Lord. We have one accord. Got my mind made up, tell me what's swore. So I can fight to the death, leave nothing left. If it's a game, I retire. It's a rap.
More on the story at 11.
That on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase nothing but hot indie artists, hot indie music, each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. I got my special guest live in the building with us, Poetic Lace, man. He's tearing it down with us, man. I love that track, Assassination. Like, that beat is so tough. Who produced this track, man?
Man, GU Productions, man, they did their thing on that. They showed me love on the beat. You know, they knew it. They knew they wanted. They knew a soldier wanted a soldier track, and you know that's how we rocked it.
You right about that. Like, it's all soldier. Like, it just sounds like you at war, assassination. How did assassination come about?
Man, assassination is, I used to be real with you. I had a vision of that, like, several years ago about, you know, how I'm going to go out, you know, how I'm going to die, because I felt like, you know, MLK style, like, we gotta stand for something or fall for anything. So that's how it really hit me. And when I heard the beat, it just, like, all the words just fell right back into my mind, you know what I mean? So it's just real. It's real. And I really wanted the song to catch fire. I want the song to catch fire because everybody got to realize we in spiritual warfare, you know what I mean? Satan busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we approaching the end of time. So what you think Satan going to do? He about to crank off. You know,
mm-hmm.
So we got to get our minds right. Either you going to be with God or you going to be with Satan. What you going to do? You know, we see the terror in the streets. We see the terror in the news. And there's so much going on, not just the racial profiling, but black-on-black crime going down, too. And we got to stand for something.
Black-on-black crime, white-on-white crime, child molestation. Like,
everything.
It's getting way. It's, I mean, it was way out of hand before, but it's like evil all around. It's just simply crazy. And I think a lot of people are closing their eyes and turning their heads because they just want to be comfortable. As long as I'm comfortable right here, as long as I'm good right here, as long as this is not affecting me, then fine. And if this is what makes me happy right now, if this blunt make me happy, I'm going to smoke this blunt. If this drink make me happy, I'm going to smoke this drink. If this dude, if this chick make me happy, I'm smashing this. I'm going to please my flesh rather than please my spirit. Rather than please God, excuse me, I'm going to please my flesh rather than please God. The person who created me, yeah, remember
mm-hmm.
him? The one that woke you up this morning? The one
right.
that has everything to do with your existence? Yes, okay. Just wanted to make sure I clarify that.
I feel you.
You didn't wake yourself up this morning. But I'm definitely feeling assassination. That's hot. I know that God has blessed you with a gift, and he's blessed you with this, to be a tool to be used. Are you looking to be signed, or are you looking to continue to be an independent artist and start your own label?
Yeah, I'm looking to stay on that independent route as far as, you know, God is my employer, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I have the freedom and the mobility, and he's giving me the resources to get it out and to, you know, to talk. So it's like, I feel like I'm better off working for the kingdom of God instead of trying to reach the demands of man and trying to please man, you know what I mean? So I'm not knocking anybody that signed with a label on, you know, don't get it twisted, because I got some homeboys, you know, that's with some big labels. But I'm basically just
mm-hmm.
saying that it's better for me to work for God to speak to me, because my relationship grows when I trust in him instead of trusting in man, when this man going to cut the check or when this man going to put me out or when da-da-da-da-da, you know how that goes. So however God want to play it, though, because you never know what God, you know, what might happen in the future. But I'm comfortable with God, you know what I'm saying? I don't want God to be like, hey, party place with such and such, he said he wasn't da-da-da, he ain't real. It ain't that. I'm just saying, just regardless of whatever happens in the future, though, I'm with God 100%. That's how we rocking, that's what it is, you know. So yeah, let's keep it like that.
And the church say, amen.
Amen.
All right. I let him move me. When God tell me to move, I move. So that's how you got to do it. That takes a lot of trust. That takes a lot of faith. That takes a lot
yes.
of praying. That takes a lot of, you know, being steadfast in your spirit. Like, that takes a lot of discipline. So, you know, a lot of the industry right now is really lacking a lot of discipline, and that's why you see things on a television, coming out of a computer, your iPad, your iPhone, your everything is just crazy. Now, I know you have the gift and the talent, but of course you're not doing this alone. Are there any other members of your team or any people that you want to bring to light and give a special shout out to?
Oh man, where do I start, man? It's just I got to give a shout out to my boy Young America, man. He heard when God said, "Lace you a poetic lace knot." Good Seeds Ministry, my boy Jims. Jesus is my savior, man. He's rocking out, man. He's starting his film production company, man, doing his thing. T-Horn coming out. New gospel artist on the scene, Regina, his wife, who's also singing on a couple of tracks of mine. Nova preaching on Broken Wings. He shows so much love. B&B Studios, man. Yeah, man, where I start? My mom, Monica Claire, Keith Claire, Kimar Claire, Johnny Smith, my little brother, Jay Sherman promoting in Tampa, Jimmy Hunt, man, my boy hooping overseas, showing me so much love. more so my team consists of people who just show me love. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily like did they give me the resources or were they there to help me. But just, you know, dang, it's so many names. Lazola Coast, what's up? Dnet Mullen, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to forget somebody. Y'all don't get mad at me. Don't cuss me out. it's so, man, it's just to be real, man, everybody, you know who are in my life. You're in my life, and you're showing me love. I mean, I want to thank you for that. You know, I'm kind of excited right now, so I ain't going to remember everybody. But most important, you know, Jesus Christ, that's my Savior. That's the one who got me here. That's my true team circle. That's the heart. That's the heartbeat. So, dang, I know I'm forgetting somebody. Chris Red, Jasmine Canteen, what's up? They in the house right now listening. dang, there's so many people. Hey, you got to forgive me, Mary Kay.
Well, it's all right. Just stick your tongue. We got time on this show. We ain't going nowhere no time soon, man. You got time to get them together, you dig?
All right. We learning today.
Yeah, y'all learning today, man. All right, man. It's just a blessing. We definitely have fun right here on Frontline Friday. This is your girl, Diva Ebony B. We got Poetic Lace in the house, man. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. You can press the 1 button to show some love, ask Poetic Lace some questions, comment on the music, and comment on the topic. Also, we were talking about Trayvon Martin, and I just want to throw out there, Mike Mitch put in the chat room, he said, regardless of state laws, there is no law for chasing down a young man and cold-heartedly killing someone. It was a straight hate crime. The 911 calls clearly state that. So Mike Mitch just put that out there too. So we definitely want to get your feedback. We're going to go to the hotlines and get some love. Let's go. 559-791, you're now live on Diva Star Radio Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and special guest Poetic Lace in the house. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, it's your boy Ashley Stone Music calling straight from West Texas.
Hey, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
what up, Poetic? What's good with it?
Man, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, good, man. Over here busy, staying working. You know, I told y'all I was going to call in, man. Got to mess with Diva and Frontline and definitely wanted to call in and enjoy some love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I appreciate that. I'm honored. I'm real humble by that. You, the great man himself just called in and showing some love. I appreciate that.
Somebody to love, man. I tell you, Slay Stone is definitely somebody to love, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/SlayStoneMusic. And you also make sure you go over to Phenom Radio. Slay, tell them how to go over to Phenomenal Radio and check out all the powerful things that we got going on over there, man.
Most definitely hit PhenomRadio.com. When you go to PhenomRadio.com, make sure you check out the Underground Railroad, a list of monitored licensed stations that support indie records. They're legally licensed. Make sure you check out the Extra Voice, which is a media outlet. Blog Talk Station, Shoutcast, that support indie music. Check the media outlet, get some magazine interviews for indie. Check out Sound Exchange. A lot of tools over there, phenomradio.com, for indie advancement. And build with the team, build with the staff. That's why we're here right now. We all building.
You dig? Yo, Slay, I love that song, Somebody to Love, man. It's definitely a hot track. We played that earlier in the indie mix at the top of the show, Somebody Love, featuring Grease. Am I saying that right? Of Gutter Gang?
Yeah, Grease.
Yeah, featuring Grease and Gutter Grain. It's definitely a hot track. We love it over here. Thank you.
Most definitely. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for even just showing love and allowing me to be a part of what y'all got going. And Poetic Lace allowing me to call in on his time on Frontline Friday's time. And y'all allow me just to, you know what I'm saying, build with y'all, shout out, and be heard, too. You know, I'm an artist, too, so I don't want to top the line. Y'all keep pushing. Diva, Tay, Frontline Friday, Poetic Lace, salute.
Yes, sir.
Everybody on this live rocking and listening to Frontline Fridays. Y'all keep rocking out. Support Diva Ebony B on the Twitter. Frontline Fridays, every artist, I'm going to tweet y'all out. Show some love. Y'all just keep pushing.
Thanks, Slay. We appreciate that. Big shout-out to Tay Black, too, as well. Tay Black is performing like Maryland versus. Tay Black is definitely doing his thing in the game. He is a true lyricist, as I have put on Twitter. Y'all want to make sure y'all follow him so y'all can network and collaborate him at www.twitter.com/TayBlack84. That's TayBlack84. Make sure you hit him up. Definitely got to give a big shout out to Slate for coming through, man. We appreciate him. Also, let's go to the hotlines and get some more love. Poetic Lace, they loving you, man. The hotlines is lighting up for you, so we can definitely appreciate that. You ready to get into some more callers?
Let's go.
All right. Let's get it. 678-592. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and special guest Poetic Lace. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is David Brunson. Calling from Cedar City, Utah.
Say that again.
David Brunson calling from Cedar City, Utah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's going on, man? Welcome. Family in the house. Hey.
What's good, man?
What's up, bro?
Just call in and show some love for my boy, man. That's it, man. It's your time. God bless you, man. So just keep working. Do the work of the Lord, bro.
Feeling that. I'm feeling that. You know I appreciate that. I appreciate glory to God. Appreciate that, sir.
No problem, bro.
You got any shout-outs you want to give?
Oh, nah, I'm good. Just,
all right, then.
Just my boy, Lace, man.
So, appreciate you calling here, right here live on Frontline Friday. Lace, you've been doing your thing for, how long have you been again? How long have you been doing your music?
Less than a year. I'm coming up on my first year in May. That's when I first started recording, May of last year, so... You know, it's happening. You know, that's how I know it's God. I just started May that just passed. You know, that was the first time I ever recorded. And this is, you know, my debut album, When Silence Falls, came out today, getting some great feedback. You know, so this is nothing but God. You know, nothing but God. Nothing but God.
You named the album When Silence Falls, which is very powerful title for your album. And it is came out to release. Hey, where can the consumers go, the fans and the supporters go to get your album?
It's everywhere. Just being real, which is everywhere from iTunes to Amazon to iMeme. I even put it on DAC. I'm putting it on DAC Pip tonight, so tonight y'all can get it for free. I want to make sure that y'all, everybody's blessed by it. Go to my website, www.poeticalace.com. You see all the links to everything, how to get there and whatnot. It's everywhere. It ain't hard to find. Google it. You know what I mean? It's really here. It's here.
That's what's up. I want to get into your song right here, Broken Wings. Go ahead and introduce the song, Broken Wings, and tell them that they heard it right here on Frontline Fridays.
Right here tonight, Frontline Friday, you guys are listening to Broken Wings, and this song is going to touch your soul, I promise you.
It's so hard to fly when your wings are broken. I guess it's hard to see God when you're so blind. You still gotta look for that light though. Tell him, Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away.
Boy, I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the kind of jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dog slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing and pointing out my trouble. Don't get it wrong, the love was there. But in my heart, I couldn't really say you can. That's like the women came around trying to get paid. But in the end, every single one felt played. No PS3, Nintendo, we are Xbox. That's so ironic, cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with. But I wish I could forget that we did it.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation.
Oh.
So that I may fly away. looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation.
Go on. My brother's been praying that he just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard, the harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life, and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking, keep a sober mind. Far from drinking, I gotta deal with crabs in the pot. They tryna pull me down, cause the water is hot. The water is scorching, the water is scorching. These crabs are deceitful, cause they know what's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out of terror. I'm only 23, but I know the pallbearer.
I'm looking for the right direction. For the right direction, I'm searching for the
room. Hey, so that I may find you. Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in a city where you see the skinny dudes die. It's important that we pray just to keep by. I'm at a funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slow and now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No spades, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs looking for some love. Never realized all the while it's God that I shoved. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess Christ, is what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. For the right direction, I'm searching for the room of salvation, Lord, so that I may find your way.
That joint is tough right there. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays with special guest Poetic Lace.
Yes.
Man, Lace, I love that. Who did the vocals on that?
That was my boy Nova.
Shout out to Nova, man.
South out, yes. He did his thing. It's a lot of stories that's behind this song as far as, you know, even production. That's the very first song that I wrote and recorded. And it just, that's my life. You know, I really pour my soul out, and a lot of people know who they are that's got something to do with it. And, you know, that's, that song, it means so much. That's why it's so strong. Real life.
That is a strong song. Like, even, I like what you said, if you don't know what to say, just sing the hooks. Like, that's, and a lot of us is in that position in our lives. And right there, we like, I'm searching for the right path. I'm looking for the road of salvation so I can fly away. Like, this can't be life right here. This cannot be life. Like, this cannot be the way that I'm living. Like, this cannot be for me. But, you know, don't give up the fight, y'all. Don't give up the fight. Your faith is supposed to be stronger than your will. Your faith. Your faith, y'all. Faith. That's all you need. That's all you got to have is faith. I'm telling you. Y'all don't even know. Diva Ebony B was a broken woman. I was a broken woman that got a second chance to make the first decision. How you love that?
Hey, man. I'm feeling that. I encourage everybody. I encourage everybody to check out the music video for it. I promise it's gonna minister to you, because you're gonna see, you know, you're gonna see life. You know,
yeah.
A lot of stuff that we're dealing with, and you know, it's not a typical music video. It's real life, you know. So I encourage y'all to check it out. Y'all can go to YouTube, type in Poetic Lace, and it's the Broken Wings official music video. Check it out. It's gonna bless you. I promise. Promise you.
That's definitely what's up. What are your immediate goals right now, Poetic Lace? What are your immediate goals for your music and to touch people with your music?
It's push. You know, that's how I can sum it up. Push. We're just trying to networking with everybody, reaching out to everybody, connecting to everybody we can. There's no discrimination behind who we want to talk to and who we want to
collaborate with, you know, because the goal is, and at the end of the day, you know, my treasure is in heaven, you know, so my whole thing is just to get the message out, and that's whatever it takes to get it out, you know what I mean, because God is my, you know, God has been supporting me, real talk, y'all only knew how much God has been doing for me, so, you know, that's the main goal, that's the main thing I'm aiming for, it's just to push, we pushing, we grinding, so that's what it is.
That's what's up. You used to play ball before you started music. Tell us about that.
Man, if you ask anybody that know me today, they'll be like, oh, he rap now? He don't play basketball at all. Like, I used to love basketball. I mean, I was grinding like 24/7. I'm staying in the court. You know, I worked so hard, camps and everything just to get to college. And then from college, you know, I was like, you know, I'm going to try to go pro. If I don't go pro, I'm going to go overseas. I'm going to do something dealing with basketball. So, you know, that's pretty much where it went. I don't know what kind of details you want. So, you know, just know I was in it, hard body. So it's like, you know.
Is that something that you're looking to, you know, expand out later on as far as with the youth and young adults, you know, even going to your career? Of course, you are blowing up very fast. You're getting a lot of attention and people are looking at you. People are listening to your music and they're supporting your music. You're getting downloads. You know, are you thinking about later on having an organization or a charity or something that branch out that involves basketball, or is it something different that you're looking to do?
As a matter of fact, when I was playing ball, this was like a couple of years ago, I used to mentor kids. I had like 15 kids that I was mentoring and basically guiding them. Of course, you know, even starting now, we're pushing forward to just reaching out to the youth. You know, we got so many things that's growing. Poetic Lace Production, which is a company that I'm also working on from the ground up. And as for it's dealing with the arts, I know you asked me about basketball, but more so, yeah, I mean, I hoop. You know, I don't mind training kids and everything like that, anything that's a form of ministry. But to be honest with you, the taste of basketball ain't in my mouth anymore. But
yeah.
I don't mind. I'll teach. You know, there's nothing to it.
I like that. I like what you said about mentoring. Mentor is so important, and a lot of our young kings and young queens don't have mentors in their life,
right,
especially the father side, a male
right
side of it, you know, and it's very important for our young men and our young women to have a male figure in their life. You know, my son's father, he drowned when he was 1.5, so of course, you know, at being the age of 22 at the time, it was very confusing. You know, it took me some years to really deal with the fact that, you know, just because his father is not here doesn't mean that I have to get into a relationship with a man for the convenience, because he may not be the right man, but God placed on my heart. Like, you don't have to be in a relationship with a man that's not equally yoked of you. I put people around you in your life that can still be a mentor to Makai, and showing him how to be a man, how to be respectable, how to be stable, how to be a man of God, how to love God. You know, and that man would never have to touch you, and y'all can never have an argument, because I'm
that's
using
real
him as a tool.
That's real.
And it was just real. It was the evidence right there. So, you know, big shout out to all the mentors. Big shout out to the Boys and Girls Club, the YMCAs. I love going to the Boys and Girls Club. Even as a young girl, I did, and I love it now, going and hanging out with the kids and just, you know, letting God use me as a tool, letting the young girl sit down and just talk to me, because a lot of kids, they just want somebody to listen and to hug them.
Yeah, true.
To smile at them. I think that's dope.
And I can definitely, you know, relate coming up without, you know, without a father figure in my life and no male to really sit down and, you know, they say it takes a man to teach a man, teach a boy to be a man, you know, and without, you know, that's one thing. Sports is what taught me discipline, you know. If it wasn't for sports, ain't no telling what I'd be doing right now. You know, I couldn't even lie to you about that. So it's like, I encourage young, you know, all the young brothers and young sisters out there, kings and queens, because we all brothers and sisters in Christ. So I encourage y'all, you know, if you see a young man on the streets, he's struggling or he's sagging or whatever it might be doing, you know, don't frown on him. You know, help him out. Talk to him. Because they going to listen. They are listening to us. That's why they acting the way they act, because everything that we're saying, we're tearing them down. You know, I'm looking at TV. Every time I turn the TV on, it's something negative. So what the kids doing, they're listening to that negative. So they're going to display it. And it's not until we change that things are going to change. You know, as the heads of this generation that's coming in, we got to step up and we got to make the difference. So
You're definitely right about that. I like that you said it's not until we change that they're going to change. If you cursing and carrying on and blacking out in the house, guess what? The kid is going to do it too. And I hate when, you know, thank you, Lord, not hate, I dislike when parents go, oh, I don't know where he got that from. You's a lie. He got it from you.
You
blacking and carrying on. Like, they live with you, so they're the mentor. And a lot of times, you know, us, and I have to speak from a woman's point of view. I can't speak from a man's point of view. But as a woman, you know, we be having so much emotional baggage sometimes that we, it's like we in the get over it generation. Just get over it. You know, it happened. Get over it. You know, when you get over it, but you never forget it. But sometimes you get a wound and it healed, but it healed improperly. So you need to pull that scab back off and heal it through prayer. Heal it through forgiveness.
Yes.
Heal it through honesty. Talk about what happened, and then you will be able to move past, because if you can't forgive somebody, you're going to continue to be their victim. So I'm encouraging all the mothers out there, whether you've been hurt by a man, you've been hurt by family members, you've been hurt by people that you trust, it's time for you to pull that scab back off of that wound and heal it properly this time so your kids won't grow up with those same wounds. It's very important. Like, hear what I'm saying right now. It's really not me talking. I'm going to tell you all the truth. It ain't me, because I just let them use me. It's not me. You need to heal through prayer. You need to heal correctly. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have the generational curse, and now we got parents going against kids and kids going against parents. We are not at war with each other. I cannot see me going to war with my 9-year-old. I birthed him. What do you mean we going to fight? No, we not going to fight. I'm going to pray for you, because it ain't going to be no fight. I'm trying to tell you.
My mama say that to
this day. That is on my necklace. it's what are you laughing about, but it's crazy. You heard, Water Grace, did you hear about the story, the boy on Facebook, he wanted to have a party at his house. His mother told him no. You know, yeah, put it all on Facebook. We about to have a party. It's going down. His mother came in and was like, no, you ain't. You might as well take that down. He went and got a hammer, bust his mama upside the head. Do you hear me? Bash her head in with a hammer. The father came in and seen it. He bashed his head, drugged them in the room, threw some clothes on top of them, and got back on Facebook and said, the party is on. You know, this fool had a party when his parents was in the room bleeding to death.
What?
Yes. Oh, don't worry about it, homeboy. I got you. I'm going to Facebook that right to your face so you can read all about it.
Shoot me. That's crazy. My mama, there's no way in the world I could even turn my head with a thought about grabbing a hammer when it came to my mama. You know what I'm saying? She tell me that to this day, that you ain't too tall for me to chop you at the knees.
Yeah.
Say that too.
But know your kids, man, because you be all frustrated and carrying on, and you be blacking out your kids, and your kids are starting out to like you. So please don't get your head bashed in with a hammer and your kid have a party while you dying in the room.
Definitely.
Just can't say it any other way to you. Diamonds on my neck. Hey, you did a song called Diamonds on My Neck. I love how you pay homage to Biggie. And I want to know about this song. I want to know why you chose to pay homage. I want to know why you chose this track in particular.
Well, the song, if I say that, I just remember three names. TJ the Beatman, thank you for all the love you're giving me. Jeremy Grumble and Jillian Harvey. I appreciate the support from the start. Jillian Harvey, you're my dog. All right, but Diamonds on My Neck, to me, I felt like, you know, this is a controversial track, because you're going to be like, dang, you're a gospel artist, but this is, you know, it's a lot of things that go with it. But I chose it I heard, real talk, I heard a rapper say, if you scared, go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? You know what I mean? If I didn't go to church and half of us didn't go to church, ain't no telling what we'd be doing. Ain't got nothing to do with fear. So basically, it's a stunt song about your anointing. Like, we so anointed, we so covered, we so favored. So this is how we stunt. You know what I mean? It's more so it's a messaging. I know you heard the messages. It's a strong, like,
yeah,
this is what time it is. And also, I'm letting you know, like, it just, you know, I chose that song because I wanted to grab your attention. And on top of that, I did it for a top for all my people up north, man. I wanted to, you know, show love. This is how we rocking. So, more so just let you know this is what we got. This is what time it is.
That's what's up, man. A big shout out to Mike Mitch. Mike Mitch is a funny guy. He and the chat room was saying, we can say hate. God hates stuff, too. Laughing out loud.
He do say hate things in the Bible, though.
Yeah, but he said, but that's true. We have to be the living examples, and you're right about that. And God does hate stuff, and I'm going to tell you exactly where the Bible would say what God hates and where hate. When we come back from this track right here, this is Poetic Lace right here, Diamonds on My Neck. Frontline Fridays, let's go.
Let's get it.
Diamonds on my neck, got me shining so bright. This is the side of it when you chill with Christ. This ain't a sun song, this is a punch song. Time to kick away the sin, hut song. Tell me how you feeling, my whole team say, so you know we all grilling. Mouth full of white, soul full of gold. High up the Holy Spirit, but we ain't blowed. Cruising through the city with my sword in my lap. Not a gun, but my Bible, yeah, I stay strapped. But my special shots, my adversary drops. No weapon born against me, Satan has to stop. Back this, check this, Nike. Jesus Christ in my mind, psyche. I'm just bragging about my heavenly pension. Yo, tell them what you get when you earn a mission.
Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck.
Christ is like an eagle and Buddha is like a pigeon. See, I'm family matters, you're the earth we're here. I see your wings low, get your circle clear. Did I do that? God sends your boy like Stephon's bag. I should be talking about the diamonds on my neck. Guess who gets 10% of my check? Ching-ching, I pay my tithes. Heaven send down your prize. Yeah, I'm saved by Christ and I'm living Christ. When I get to heaven, I'll be rocking it.
Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck. 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 Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck.
Diamonds on my neck, I look like a juror. Christ puts the ice on me, now I'm cool. Praising God, saying, my. Muhammad, who? Oh, that's the other guy. Disrespect to your religion. If Christ is Goku, you're a little lower than Krillin. No Dragon Ball, we trying to save souls. You want 10 virgins? That's your mango. That sounds a little silly. I'm talking about real eagles like I was born in Philly. Sick of months and I'm killing. Ice on my neck is getting a little chilly. Flipping on the cloud, I'm safe, so my mama's pride. Diamonds on my neck, I'm shining outside the crowd. Bow down, confess Christ, you know, stop playing. Instantly, your anointing will be saying.
Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck.
This is the front line for Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Man, it's your boy Khalid Dreams. You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tate Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. The star is born.
You already know, man. Welcome back. A star is born. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, man. Diamonds on my neck. Diamonds on my necklace.
Yeah.
We got Poetic Lace live in the building, man. We having fun. We kicking it. We definitely getting it. I love this track. You did a great job, man. You definitely did a great job.
Glory to God. I appreciate that. Glory to God.
My.
We here. You feel me? We here.
Love it, man. It's definitely a hot track. Who produced this track right here? Who produced the music?
That's produced by Jay Money. I believe he's from he's up in y'all neck of the woods. So I'm not really sure where he's from, but I met him through the internet, and he showed me so much love too, man. Great character. So
that's what's up. And where can they go to get your album?
Once again, you go to www.poeticlace.com. You'll see all the links. If you don't feel like going there, you can go to iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, everywhere. I'm putting on that pit tonight so you can get it for free. You hear me? I want all y'all bumping this because everybody ain't got it, I understand. So just Google it if you got to. You know what I mean? It's hell. It's everywhere. Every market, you know, you can find it. And that's why we rocking.
That's definitely what's up, man. We were talking about things that God hates. And it was just funny. It's funny, but, you know, unfortunately, a couple of people is about to find out that God kind of hates what you're doing right now. He doesn't hate you. He just hates what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and get into it. We need to testify about this right here since they know. Joke, it's people like, oh man, people sweating bullets right now. Find out. All right, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 says, there are six things which the Lord hates. Yes,
mm-hmm.
It is a yes. Yes, and seven which are an abomination to him. That's hardy eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utter lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. You dig? Let me say it again. There are six things which the Lord hates. Yes. Seven which are an abomination to him. The first one is hearty eyes. You know, you looking at people with the side eye. You got the green eye. You mad. A lying tongue. If you're lying to yourself. If I'm lying to yourself, you're lying to everybody else. You're just lying. God don't like liars. He hates liars. You're a liar. And hands that shed innocent blood, the murderers. Yes, he hates that. You just shed innocent blood. Like, really? A heart that devises wicked plans. Oh, man. I know so many people like this. It's ridiculous. And I hope this person is listening in. Stop being so spivey. Stop being spiteful. Come on. Why are you sitting up devising a plan against somebody? Don't you know when you're trying to warn you in this? Thank you, Lord. That's right. Pull me back in. That's right. It's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't you know when you hating on somebody else, when you forming weapons against somebody, you forming weapons against yourself, you waiting around for their karma. They going to get their karma. God going to get them. But in the midst of it, you got tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis going on in your life. Think about that. Those who defeat that run rapidly to evil, just run into evil, just run into the mess. God hates that. God hates when you do that. It's not a good thing. Stop running to evil. Stop running to drugs. Stop smashing your brother chick. Stop smashing your best friend chick. Ladies, stop messing around with your baby father homeboys. Like, come on. Stop running to evil. Stop stealing. You thieves, stop stealing. I swear. Oh, man, a false witness who utter lies. Yeah. You know those ones that can quote the scriptures in the Bible. They know every Bible. They know every scripture and whatnot. But then in their own personal life, they got a lot of garbage. Like, they got a lot of stuff going on. It's like, how do we say it? The wolf in the sheep's fur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those people. And those who spread strife among brothers. Yeah. That's said within itself. Knock it off. So you know God hates some things. So no, he'll come through here and turn it up. Please know that.
Sure.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't care. Oh man, it's wow. I'm so glad that Mike Mitch said that because I was laughing when he said it. I said, yeah, the Lord does hate some stuff, but of course people will try to take advantage of this. I don't like when people say, God know my heart.
Oh,
God know
man.
My heart. Your heart is a liar. So what
you also know your actions. I mean, that tripped me out. Like, God knows my heart. Yeah, but you see your actions. What you saying?
Yo, we got Poetic Lace in the house, man. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love, man. Where we at? 314-532, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and special guest, Poetic Lace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is the Newsletter 05. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
How you doing, sir?
Welcome to the show.
I'm doing okay, and thank you very much. I be following you guys on Twitter, and I just wanted to say hello to all the independent artists out there. I'm into artist development, and I just wanted to say hi to you all. I try to hit all the blog talk radios.
Oh, that's great.
That's cool.
That's great. You're more than welcome over here on Diva Spot Radio. Tell us about you. Well, first, you know, you can give a big shout-out to our special guest. He is an independent artist. His name is Poetic Lace.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got a big showcase coming up tomorrow in Hannibal. It's like 2 hours north of St. Louis. And I just wanted to get on the radio and give a shout out to all the independent artists out there working hard, doing their thing.
Yes, sir.
That's
well, I wish you the best.
I just play music, and I said, I'm going to catch them. I'm going to get on there and catch them on their radio. See what's up.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're showcasing an interview on Poetic Lace. You definitely got to check him out. Follow him on Twitter. Matter of fact, you can go to his website and download his album with Silence Fall. It actually dropped today. It released today. He definitely got some hot tracks on there. Assassination. He got Broken Wings, Diamonds on My Neck. It's definitely a great album. And for him to be a gospel artist, he's definitely bringing it. And I'm really proud of this artist. And I'm very proud of him. I'm glad to have him on Diva Spot Radio. So it's just a blessing.
Appreciate it.
A lot of people say, oh, it's hard to be an independent artist. It's hard to be. No, you want to be independent. You want to be able. I think you have an advantage when you're independent because you're learning a lot of aspects of the music industry, of the music world, rather than just letting somebody putting your skills, your hard work, your blood, sweat, and tears in somebody else's hands for them to decide where it should go, what store it should go in, how you should look, and, like, making you a puppet. It's a lot of hard work. Life is hard work. So being an independent artist, you know, you actually get an advantage because you're learning about the promotion, you learn about the marketing, you learn about the sound quality. When you record a record, you want to listen to it in your MP3 player, you want to listen to it in the car, you want to listen to it on the radio player, you want to listen to it everywhere. Like, you're checking the quality of the production. This is what you're doing.
Right.
So you're learning your craft. You learned about BMI, CSEC, Sound Exchange, all those copyright companies and publishing companies. You're learning about how to protect your music and how to get paid for your spins.
Yes.
It's important. Like, so, I mean, it's a lot of
artists, I mean, I know y'all go through it with performing in some of these hole in the wall clubs or performing at some of these events. It's all right. Even if one person show up, just know that that's something else that you can add to your resume that you was there. So big shout out to my indies, man. I love y'all, man. All right, I swear. All right, all right.
Yeah. Where did you download that at?
Oh, man. Diva is so blessed. I mean, I get so much love from my independent artists, all my DJs and whatever. All I got to do is just send a tweet or make a call of what I want, and they send it to me. It's just so nice. That's nice. Producers, everything on deck. I got producers, promoters, labels. Oh, man, people in BMI, people over there in Sound Exchange, you know, networking. Networking is the key. Another thing I want to put out there, thank you, Lord, artists, if you have an event and afterwards, the most important thing is to network with the people who came out to support you. Don't you get off that stage and go straight home. I don't care how tired you is. I'm waiting to see you. I want your autograph. I want your picture. I want to get to network with you. I want to know who you are. So please, artists, network with the crowd. Network with the people who paid the money to come and see you or who just came out to see you. It's very important.
Check you out.
True. Oh, y'all already know how I get down. It's a big thing. And make sure y'all check out Phenomenal Radio, too. That's www.phenomradio.com. We definitely believe in putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. So y'all make sure y'all go out over there. You know, check out everything that we got. We got so many stations and so many outlets. It's just pathetic. There's no way that an artist, an independent artist, cannot get any shine or any support over there. We have a one-stop shop over there. Everything is going on over there, so make sure you guys check it out.
What was that radio again?
It's phenomradio.com.
Okay, I'm gonna make a shout-out at the showcase tomorrow. I'll let them know about that.
We definitely appreciate that. Make sure you hit me up. Matter of fact, you just stay on the line because I want to go in the private room and talk to you so we can exchange numbers so we can be able to network. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, all right. I sent you a tweet. I sent you a tweet saying that I'm online, so you got my Twitter. I'm following you already.
All right, cool. Twitter be blowing up. Big shout out to Twitter, man.
Hey. Twitter.
Yo, Twitter be blowing up. When I'm not home, I'm out about, my phone just be going off. And I got Al Green as my love and happiness. Every time I get an at or a mention, love and happiness. That phone be going off. Yeah, we got Poetic Lace Live in the building, man. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button, you guys, to be heard. You already know how we do. Let's get Madea in here. Madea was waiting to come in here. She got something she wanted to say, and we're going to go to 704.
Everybody got skeletons in their closet. Every once in a while, you got to open the closet up and let the skeletons breathe. Half the time, the very thing that you is worried about that's going to destroy you, ruin you, ain't nobody even care. People got their own life to live. My advice to anybody with skeletons is just to dust them off every now and then, unless your closet is full of them. Then you might need to keep it closed or get you a bigger closet.
Thank you, Madea. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love, man. 704-877, holler at us, man. Wait, why did I go blank? 704-877, you live on the line?
Oh, yeah. What's up? What's up, though? My fault. That was on me. I was just wondering. I'm a local artist from Charlotte, and see, you know, I was wondering how I can get my music out to you.
That's what's up. What's your name? What's your name and where you calling from again?
Octavius. I'm from Charlotte.
Oh, that's what's up. All you got to do is go to www.divaspotradio.com. And then you're going to click on the tab where it says submit your music. It's going to ask you for your MP3s. It's going to ask you for your name and your contact information so we can contact you within 24 to 72 hours.
Okay, can I get that name again?
No problem. It's divaspotradio.com.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go to the tab where it says submit your music.
All right, that's a bet.
We appreciate that. You got any shout-outs you want to give?
Nah, just, you know, shout-out to God, you know, the Almighty. That's what we make this move.
That's definitely what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
God get the glory, man. Y'all see how he doing over here. That's that kingdom culture. That kingdom culture.
Yeah,
what y'all know
about
kingdom culture, man? Poetic Waits, I want to get back to you because I wanted to ask you about this topic. And I got everybody lines open as well. So about the topic about Trayvon Martin, I know you read the story and you heard about it. And just to recap on it for everybody that's tuning in and listening and why this story is important. On February the 26th, Trayvon Martin was shot and killed as he walked to a family member's home from a convenience store where he had just bought some candy. He was only 17 years old. Trayvon's killer, George Zimmerman, admitted to the police that he had shot Trayvon in the chest. Zimmerman, the community's self-appointed neighborhood watch leader, called the police to report a suspicious person when he saw Trayvon, a young black man, walking from the store. But Zimmerman still hadn't been charged for murdering Trayvon Martin. Trayvon was a hero. At the age of 9, Trayvon pulled his father from a burning kitchen, saving his life. He loved sports and horseback riding. At only 17, he had a bright future ahead of him with dreams of attending college and becoming an aviation mechanic. Now that's all gone. When Zimmerman reported Trayvon to the police, they told him not to confront him, but he did anyway. All we know about what happened next is that Trayvon Martin, who was completely unarmed, was shot and killed. It has been nearly a month, and the Sanford Police has refused to arrest George Zimmerman, and in their public statement, they even go so far as to stand up for the killer, saying he's a college grad who took a class in criminal justice. Please join us in calling Angela Corey, Florida's 4th District State Attorney, to investigate Trayvon Martin's murder and prosecute George Zimmerman for the shooting and the killing of Trayvon Martin. So there it is. I wanted to get your feedback. I'm going to start with you, Poetic Lace, because I see the hotlines lighting up, and I know y'all want to chime in. It's about to be a bull burner. So.
Just being real off rep when I hear the story, you know, I took it as the race card when I first read the story, because it's like, you know, if this was vice versa, we already know that look, Trayvon would be in prison right now, you know, quit, throw the book out, you know, so that's off rep how, you know, I would view it. But also just standing back, you know, the obvious is that we know that we need to stand up and we need to do something about it. That's the obvious. But on the other end, I want people to really realize, like, you know, we should have been coming together. Like when Troy Davis, the incident with Troy Davis, it's like it got quiet all of a sudden. You know, we shouldn't all just get together because of something bad and then we divide. You know, we need to start standing together stronger for a longer period of time. You know, but just over the obvious, you know, the obvious other topic, I'm at, it touches home because I'm in Florida right now. That touches home, and it's like that's messed up because we deal with racial incidents all the time. But it's a lot that plays into that we don't know, like you said earlier. It's tough. It's a tough situation to talk about, to be honest with you. But overall, my overall thing about it is that it shouldn't take something like this for us to finally come together and say the system is corrupt. The system been corrupt.
Been
we should have been fighting. We should have been fighting long ago. You know what I mean? Troy Davis should have been what made us stick together and been fighting, find out what's going on. And also on top of that, this incident that happened, this is not the first time it's happened. It's probably happening right now. It's really what the media is portraying to us. So, I mean, it's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I totally agree with what you said earlier about learning the law and learning why is it that, why is he out? You know, why isn't, what law is keeping him from not going to jail? You know what I mean? So I totally agree with everything what you said earlier as far as we need to gain more knowledge and more wisdom as far as what's really going on, what's really good, and how is the system pimping us. What's really going on, we need to figure this out. And we also need to come together collectively. And on top of that, you know, all the time we talking. We do a lot of talking. Well, let's just start walking now. You know what I mean? Because I can say this all night, and then tomorrow morning, boom, everybody's back to life. Now we got to really start walking.
You right about that. We got to start walking and moving and doing something about it. But for those who don't know who Troy Davis is, and thank you God for placing this on my heart, Troy Davis, he was convicted and executed. He was executed. He was executed for a 1989 murder of a police officer, the officer McPhil, and this was in Savannah, Georgia. McPhil was working as a security guard at Burger King restaurant when he interfered in a defense of a man being assaulted in a nearby parking lot. During Davis' 1991 trial, seven witnesses testified they had seen Davis shoot McPhil, and two others testified Davis had confessed the murder to them among 34 witnesses who testified for the prosecution, and six others for the defense, including Davis. Although the murder weapon was not conceived, ballistic evidence presented a trial-linked bullets recovered at or near the scene to another shooting in which Davis was also charged. He was convicted of murder of various lesser charges, including the earlier shooting, and was sentenced to death on August 1999. Davis maintained his innocence up to his execution, and the 20 years between his conviction and execution, Davis and his defendants secure support the public, celebrities, and human rights people, and human rights groups supported him. Later on, the witnesses came back to say that they did not see Davis and that they did not have concrete evidence to prosecute him, but instead he was still executed. So, wow, Troy Davis, just know who these people are, you guys. See how your life, y'all should really be taking heed to this, because this can happen to us at any time.
Right.
Any time. This can happen to you. This can be your child. This can be you. This can be your whole situation. So knowing the law and getting the facts, we can't just keep going off emotions and say, oh, that's messed up, driving while black. Nah, I'm not going through all that. Educate yourself, because at the end of the day, that's what lawyers do. Y'all want to know how people get off with the law? It's because they find one law that supersedes another law. This is what we're doing.
Right.
I can convince the judge that this law supersedes that law, so I win, because I was able to convince the judge, therefore us.
Right.
And that's just basically what's going on right now. But like you said before, we got to put more stride and more effort behind it. Like, do we have to go and just basically put our foot in somebody's butt to get some respect? I don't know. We may have to riot again. I don't know about that. I know it's crazy, but I don't know. Something got to happen. We got Denai alive in the building with us, man. Let's bring Denai in. Of course, she actually went to a march for Trayvon Davis. Denai, welcome to the show, Queen. We got Poetic Lace up in here.
Hey.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm talking to my voice right now.
That was late, Tay.
But like you said, I just came from a march in Chicago. Chicago, the big march of the 1920s, and it was great to find out was amazing, and it really is good to see people coming out for your cause. Now, I've been doing organizing in some way, shape, or form since I was really young. I really got heavily involved at the age of 19. It's really good to see a lot more youth involved, because for years, youth were not involved in these kinds of events, or they definitely weren't at the table. Like, they weren't at the meetings or anything, so it's good to actually see more youth coming out and not having to get credits or whatever to do it. Because even if the bribe kids come out, they actually came out this time, like, with, you know, because they actually cared about the issue. So the one thing that I will say because there is so much I can say about this issue, was the fact that, what struck me the was what President Obama said, because I tell you, when I saw him first, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh my gosh, this kid's like he could have been a President Obama's son. That was the first thing I said before he even said that to me. And so to hear him say, I was like, ooh, yeah, it's just haunting. And there's a couple different reasons people are outraged. People are outraged because of the fact that we tell our youth so many times, you know, don't wear your pants this way, don't do this or whatever, because that, you know, that can draw suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that what's doing that? And the fact is that this man that this man was following him. The fact that they said on the phone specifically, do not go after him. I mean, that was the end. And the fact that the racial story that he said before he shot this boy, they need to put this guy, he needs to go to jail, because it's going to be a bad situation if he does not go to jail. They need to at least arrest him.
What was the racial slur that he said? That's the part that I didn't get to yet. What was the racial slur?
Fucking coon.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. But George Zimmerman, now let's just put out George Zimmerman, nationality. Isn't he a Spanish man?
Yes, he's probably like a Spaniard. He's a Spanish. He's a Spanish man. So, yeah.
And a neighborhood appointed him. Neighborhood watched.
Self-appointed. That's the difference. Self-appointed neighborhood watch. And that thing wasn't even, that's not even, and the neighborhood watch isn't even legit. Like, it's a whole bunch of issues with this case. Then the Sanford police chief decided he wants to step down now, or take a step aside. Because he doesn't want to hear on him anymore, kind of situation. You take a step aside until this blows over. Sucks to be him, because this is not going to blow over. Because you left.
We cannot stop talking about this. We cannot stop pushing this. We cannot stop making. That's a problem with a lot of when this thing happened. We have a strong start, but a poor finish. And I'm going to say this right now. I don't know why Al Sharpton keep coming out and making celebrity appearances. Why? Al Sharpton? I'm going to say it like it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a hater of Al Sharpton. I'm not saying that it's all bad, but I'm 50-50 with this man. Because every time something, you know, a black person get killed or something like that, here come Al Sharpton, old gray hair, butt talking about, and Ray Nee, Justin, you just hollering. I want to know, at all of the events that Al Sharpton came to, what impact has he had? What else has he really done? I mean, I'm not mad for the man going out there. He's showing up to go up. But I don't honestly think that Al Sharpton is there for the person, the victim. I just think he's there for self-gain. That's the type of what I feel in my spirit. Al Sharpton is for self-gain. He just is worse than Jesse Jackson. He's a non-factor to me. Non-factor. I just got mad.
Yeah,
go Poetic Lacey, go deny it, because I just got mad on my own show.
I mean, you make a perfect example, because when do you see Jesse Jackson? When do you see Al Sharpton? When so this happened?
You only
see
Al Sharpton
really
when a black person dies.
You know?
He got a show, though. He got a show on... is it on CNN?
Smile.
Yeah, on that show.
He does show it. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Well, I have to let God hold my tongue, because even though I don't like that man. He always coming around just to yelling and hobbling. We need justice and such and such and such. Oh, man. We got to learn the law, people. Bottom line, learn the law. It's like learning your social security number. Learn it.
But the thing about this law, the thing about the law that the man is trying to hide behind, doesn't even apply. And that's what the problem is. The one, the guy, the thing you try to have behind the self-defense law, but that doesn't apply because he was the aggressor. So
what
that's
law?
Where it's like, I'm not sure the exact name of the law, but it's basically saying that, like, that if you defend yourself, then you have the right to shoot. But he can't even use that because he was the aggressor.
Right.
You
approach him. You can't use self-defense
exactly.
When you go up and approach somebody.
Exactly.
And I'm really disgusted with the Sanford Police Department not arresting this man. I don't care, you know, what it was. He should have been locked up just off GP. Mm-hmm. You shot and killed a minor. Like, are you serious? You shot and killed a minor. Like, there's no other way for you to say that. But again, like I said, you guys, it's just going to take some patience from us to be able to follow the story, investigate it, calling up to the police departments, calling up to the prosecutors. Let me pull that back up, too, because I had the information so we can be able to pull up. We can talk about it, but we have to put action, you guys. Real talk. Everybody that's listening, everybody that's talking behind it, we have to put action behind it. Like, for real. This ain't no show pony deal right here. We just not here to look cute and just talk about it because that really hit so close to home for me. My son is 9 years old. So you mean to tell me with this situation, you know, going on, I only got, what, 7 more years with him?
Exactly.
That hurt for me even to say that. Like, that made my heart feel some type of way even just to say it. So, you know, I called up there to speak to the prosecutor yesterday, and of course they sent me to the voicemail, but I called today, and I've been making it my business to call every day.
Hmm.
It's right there on my refrigerator. It tells me to call.
it tells
me to reach out. So, you know, I'm not going to say that I was a part of the other cases with the other young men and young women being assaulted or being locked up and whatnot, but I'm taking a stand right now, you guys. It's so important that we do so. So, you know, just calling. The name is Angela Corey. She's the Florida Angela Corey, Florida's 4th District State Attorney, to investigate. We're trying to get an independent investigation on this thing, but Angela Corey, which is the 4th District State Attorney, and
okay.
I'm going to get the number. Of course, there's no need to call right now because there's nobody here.
Yeah, she said number 3.
Yeah,
and all
and we'll start tweeting it. Like, we'll start on promo with this Denier, start promoing it and putting it in and just keep pushing forward.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
Keep pushing it until something changed. This is just how we do.
Yeah. Like I said, the whole thing is this just cannot, we can't just let this go by because it just takes everything we've told these poor kids out the window. It's like, so he literally was walking while black. Like, that is what it is. Like, there was no other for him to do it. Like, there was no interaction. There was no reason other than the fact that he was an African-American youth, and that's just wrong.
I want to get into this track right here, Rob Grizzly, and this is appropriate for the show, any situation. But the name of the song is called Is It Because I'm Black? And Paulette Lace, I want you to hear this because I want to get your feedback on this song right here. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio Frontline Fridays with special guest, Poetic Glaces in the building. I got my friend Denier for you is live in the building. And this is Rod Grizzly right here called Because I'm Black. Let's get it.
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Is it because of my skin?
I can't find a proper job to make ends meet. Interview after interview, nobody calling me. Resume after resume is just a waste of time. I say submitting resumes, but yet I still get denied experience to do the job that I'm always applying for. But yet they telling me that I'm not the one they looking for. Money being spent, but ain't no money ever coming in. I try to walk it straight and narrow, don't wanna be hustling. Hard work is what I am, but yet I'm still frowned upon. Clean shade, button up with slacks and some shoes on. Resume up to date, come in talking proper. Reading with a firm handshake, now that's a showstopper. Attitude full of confidence to pass any test. Make sure I keep eye contact. I'm always at my best, doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do. But in the end, they always say we'll be sure to get back to you.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Hold on. Oh, is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Mama,
hold on. Oh,
listen, old and new don't matter in the whip. Steady looking clean, windows slightly tinted, system knocking, rims everything, a standout vehicle, candy coated paint job, seatbelt on when I'm driving through the street shop, paperwork is all good, license in my back pocket, for me to be riding dirty is just not an option. Cops drive by and see me and make a U-turn, steady driving slow behind me, I should make a U-turn. 6 blocks later, flashing lights as they pull me over, shorty riding with me in my ear like, see I told you hands on they burners while they both walking to my car, get to my window and they staring at me looking hard, asking for my license, registration and insurance card before they even tell me what the hell they pulled me over for. Headlights both intact, taillights both intact, didn't run a stop sign, is it just because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what
somebody
can I
tell
do?
Me.
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
In this world for people like me, my strike being born black, it comes with the territory. Seen it all my years growing up and nothing's really changed. We struggle just to get where we get, the outcome's the same. Some go to school, but some catch a bad break. It's only so much we can live, so much we can take. It starts out with the parents we were born to. New clothes to go to school, some couldn't afford to. Welfare we grow with the food stamps and cheap food. Through all this they telling us to get good grades in school. It's hard when the roaches and the mice eating your leftovers. No heat in the crib, can't wait till you get older. Living in the hood, in the ghetto, that's just how it is. Juveniles trying to survive, catching the early bit. Life is now planned for them, hard to just turn around. Once you in the system, boy, that's the way it's going down.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
Hold on.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Poetic Lace is in the building. Special guest. Also, we got Denial for You is live in the building. That was Rod Grizzly right there. Is it because I'm black? Shout out to Jersey City over there in New Jersey. Definitely got love for Rod Grizzly. But that song right there is something. When I first heard it, I was like, whoa.
Mm.
I got to play that again. I got to listen to this song. Poetic Lace, I'm about to call you Rock Grizzly. Poetic Lace, tell me what you think about that track right there.
Man, that track is the harsh reality of what we're dealing with. I'm feeling
yeah.
that track because I've sat in my bedroom and asked that question. You know, I've had friends that got beat up by the cops for no reason. You know what I mean? Pulled over for no reason. You know what I mean? call names for no, like, I definitely feel him not getting hired, man. I feel him. I feel that track. I wrote a similar song like that, so I'm definitely feeling him. I feel where he's coming from. That's a needed track to be heard, to be real with you. It needs to be heard.
That's what's up, and that's exactly why I play it. And I actually have some incoming news from Trayvon Martin, Tracy Martin, mother. I was just checking my emails, and I seen that she emailed me. So let's get this email right here. Wow, this is
wow.
Something, right? I'm bugging off of this right now.
Yeah, wow.
It says, Ebony, our son didn't deserve to die. Trayvon Martin was just 17 years old, and when he was shot and killed by George Zimmerman, Trayvon wasn't doing anything besides walking home with a bag of Skittles and some iced tea in his hand. What makes Trayvon's death so much harder is knowing that the man who confessed to killing Trayvon, George Zimmerman, still hasn't been charged for Trayvon's killing. Despite all this, we have hope. Praise you for having hope. Since we started to lead this campaign on change.org, more than 100,400 people, including you, have signed our petition calling for Florida authorities to prosecute our son's killer. Our campaign has already started to work. Wait a minute. Somebody burned a chicken. Let's go over here. All right. Our campaign has already started to work. The FBI and the Department of Justice announced they were investigating our son's killings. Newspapers around the globe are reporting that isn't because of our petition, and the Sanford police chief even stepped aside temporarily because of the pressure around his handling of the case. But our son killer is still free, and we need more people to speak out if we want justice for Trayvon. Can you please share our petition on Facebook and ask your friends and family to sign and share? We aren't looking for revenge. We're looking for justice. The same justice anyone would expect if their son was shot and killed for no reason. Thank you so much for all you've done to support our family, Tracy Martin and Sabrina Fulton. Wow.
Yeah, that's wild. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. There it is. We definitely going to come together, and we're going to keep pushing this thing as justice and serves. And even when George Zimmerman is arrested, it will never be able to bring back Trayvon. It will never be able to replace him, ever, ever, ever. I just pray right now, God, that you bless the family, that you give his mother strength, that you bless her with wisdom, Lord, that you give her courage and strength to keep pushing, Lord. And after this is said and done, Lord, that you give her grace and mercy, give favor over that family, God. I pray that right now because I believe in you, Lord, and I trust you, and I know it's already done. Thank you in advance, Lord, for the blessings that you are going to have over that family and just the blessing that you have for Trayvon, too. I know that at this time, you know, you're using him as a tool. He's one of your angels, Lord, and we just thank you for that right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 I'm going to try not to get upset about it because if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And, of course, I want to be part of the solution. We have definitely came to the end of the show, and I just want to thank my special guest, Poetic Lace,
yes,
coming through, man. You came through and you tore it up with your music. Of course, you know, put out there for everybody where to go and to get the album and to get the music, how to network with you for collabos, who to contact.
Hit me up. I'm going to go to the website, www.poeticlace.com. The album is all over on the market, you know, from iTunes to Amazon to Badpip to everywhere. Hit me up on Twitter at Poetic Lace, you know, Facebook page, Poetic Lace. You know, everything is Poetic Lace. And, You know, God bless all y'all. That's the major thing I want y'all to hear me say is God bless you. And thank you for everything. Thank you for supporting Diva Mary Kay. Thank you for supporting Frontline Fridays. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting everybody connected to this. Like, God bless you.
Y'all already know, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We thank you for tuning in to the show. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to have Genius from Genius Music live in the building. Of course, my wonderful co-host, Denaya, is going to be live in the building with us. So we're getting it down 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. And make sure you go to www.divaspotradio.spreadshirt.com and check out all the hot wear that we have there. We did launch our spring and summer collection out, so make sure you go to divaspot.spreadshirt.com and get you one. You dig?
All right.
I'm about to get out of here, y'all. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. Much diva love.